talked last week. We were trying to deal with the challenge that the Gemara tells us at the beginning of the second parak. There's the principle of mitzvah bo yosef v'shulcho, and there's the mitzvah bo yosef v'shulcho, that we encourage the man to show up to the chasana, we encourage the woman to show up to the chasana. Why? Because you're supposed to mitzvah send yourself. I mean, it's true, in the Eved, if you sent a shaliach, the condition would be valid, either of the man sent or the woman sent. But l'chadchila, the right thing to do is everyone should show up for the chasana. Mitzvah bo yosef v'shulcho. So we had a lot of problems trying to identify what the mitzvah that we're talking about is. That was really the first year that we had. That was a couple of weeks ago. And then once we identify what the mitzvah is, then we're trying to figure out, well, why does that mitzvah apply equally for the man and the woman? So we had, once again, two major approaches in the Rishayim, the Sugya, the Ram and the Rosh. The Ram's approach to the entire Sugya was, we're dealing with the mitzvah's kedushin. Nothing to do with having children. Having children is a nice thing, but that's not the topic of the shiur. The mitzvah's kedushin, kikach yishisha. And we had a problem last week, because if it's a mitzvah's kedushin, who said the mitzvah's kedushin applies to the woman as well? So we spent a lot of time with sugyos and yevamos and gittin and all razzle-dazzle kind of stuff trying to put together to show that according to the Ram, it's quite possible that not only is the man mitzvah to get married, but the woman in a certain sense also has a mitzvah kikach. We even scored at the very end of the shiur, we called the Nei Behuda, and that was the same thing. We ended off with the Shuvah Nei Behuda, about if the man can't hear and the woman can hear. I think we mentioned at the very end of the shiur that if the man can't hear and the woman can hear, and the Messiah Kedusha wants to make the bracha, so it could be we could justify that, because even though according to the Rambam, being motzi the chasson, maybe he's being motzi the chasson and the kala. So even in a situation where the chasson can't be yaitzei, but the kala could still be yaitzei, and maybe that would be good enough, just to put a little bit more of a modern spin on it, some of the later posts can talk about. What would be the din if I want to make a bracha on behalf of the chasson, but the chasson can't be yaitzei with my bracha? Not because the chasson is a cheresh, but the chasson can't be yaitzei with my bracha, for a very simple reason. He doesn't believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. So I'm going to say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu, and he's laughing and snickering through the whole thing. He doesn't believe it. The whole thing is a big joke for him. Why is he here? Because his grandmother says, he's going to get married under the chuppah. He's here, he showed up in a wedding. That was like 100 years ago we had that. Now, so the fellow shows up in the chasana. He doesn't believe in the whole story. So how in the world is the Masada Kedushin going to make a bracha to be mighty him? Moshe writes in a tshuva that if a person makes a bracha and doesn't believe in Hashem, that's a meaningless thing. You don't answer amen to it. It's an atheist bracha. It's mamash dvar metelim. He doesn't have kavanah for the Shem Hashem. So how can I, as a Masada Kedush, be motzi, the eino mamim, my motzi, the person under the chuppah, if he doesn't believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam? So maybe the saving grace will be the kala believes, a little amuna. She had too much amuna, she would be married this guy. But she at least half baked amuna. So some of the lady posts come to her, what's the din? The husband's not the current. He's a friend of it. The girl, she's standing under the chuppah saying, Dylan, she believes in the whole story. So, but the Evan, okay, we're not encouraging the marriage, we don't think it's going to last very long, but you can make a bracha, you can make a bracha erison in order to be made to the kala. Maybe according to the Nadjudistan, maybe with the Rambam, maybe based on Kedusha B'malav. So believe it or not, the way we read the Gemara last week, the Dasa Rambam has some potential nafkaminas as well. Those who actually want to see this particular part of the Shia about the Rambam, about the Nei Yehuda and potential other practical ramifications, it is actually on video. It is on my own wedding video, because this is what I said at my chosin stish. I said on the shtickle tar about the shittas and Rambam, where the mitzvah is only by the man, where the mitzvah applies to the woman as well. The only problem is, it's on some old kind of a video thing. I can never even figure, I haven't seen it in 20 years, and I couldn't even figure out how to get it up. So if there was any chance of, you know, and the first is November 29th, so if you want to really surprise us, we're going to put it onto something that's legible or something, so then we can all sit together with the Shia, and we can watch the shtickle tar and comment accordingly. Okay. But Rabbi Sag, that was all the background from last week. Now we move into what we really want to talk about today. We want to learn the Gemara Kedushin Mamalef through a totally different set of eyes. Last week was the Rambam, this week is the Rosh. According to the Rosh, that the mitzvah that we're dealing with is nothing to do with Kedushin. Because quite frankly, according to the Rosh, there is no independent mitzvah Kedushin. It is the mitzvah Pru'uvu. It's not the mitzvah Pru'uvu proper, it's the Hechsher, it's the leading up to Pru'uvu. And therefore, we're encouraging the husband to do all the stages, preparatory stages of Pru'uvu on his own, not to appoint a Shuliach. And we are similarly encouraging the woman to do all the preparatory stages to Pru'uvu on her own, not a Shuliach. And of course, that statement that I just said is a very problematic statement, because women are not obligated in Pru'uvu. It's machlekes atanoim, true, but we pask in halacha that a woman doesn't have the mitzvah Pru'uvu. And if a woman doesn't have the mitzvah Pru'uvu, so why in the world are we encouraging her to show up for the wedding? The whole showing up for the wedding is only as a heksha for Pru'uvu But if you're excluded from the mitzvah periphery yourself, so why the encouragement? Why the mitzvah ba yosef v'shlucha? So that's the way. That's the obstacle that Rush now has to address. So the Ran begins to deal with that problem, going the ikfos harosh. The Ran is taking the approach of the Rosh that the issue of the sugya is puravu, and the Ran raises the question. Let's take a look at the Ran at the top of Tezayin Mabez. Tezayin Mabez is without the arif. Back to Gemara. Tezayin Mabez without the arif. So says the Ran in the middle of the third line on Tezayin Mabez. So it's the top. Right smack in the middle of the line, the Afal Gav. The Afal Gav, the Isha Eina Mitzuyah B'Pir V'Rivya. Even though women are not obligated in Peruvu. Now, just from that question of the Ran, we're not even ready for Zuyansi yet. Just from the formulation of the Ran, we know with absolute certainty from the Ran, whose camp is he in? Rambam or Rush?
Rush.
Obviously the Rush. The Rambam would never have formulated a question like that. So there's no question under the sun that the Ran is siding with the Rush. And therefore, what did the Rush tell us in Maseches Ksubis? What was the nature of Birchas Eirusin according to the Rush? What was it not? According to the Rush, a sheet that there's no mitzvah to get married. Birchas Eirusin is for sure not a Birchas
a mitzvah,
rather it's a Birchas Shevach. So if we want to test the Ran, we didn't even know the Ran's answer to this question yet, but if we want to just make sure that the Ran is consistent with this theory, we should check the Ran, if we're really, really intellectually honest, we would check the Ran in Maseches Ksubis, and just assume he's going to fall right into the Rosh's camp, calling it a Birchas HaShevach, right? That's what we're expecting. So in case you're expecting that, you're in for a big disappointment, because you can take a look at the Ran in Maseches Ksubis. Those who have, I think I put it on the, is that one of the things on the phone? I think it was. People are going to work Ksubis. Yeah. I think it was on the phone, no? Was it? Okay. So it's the Ran, there are two pages of the Ran. So it's the first page of the Ran, on days of an hour to adopt everything service. So days of an hour, it's how much the bottom line. The two lines of the bottom. Alright? Almost found it?
No?
It's on the Ran, there are two pages of the Ran that's supposed to come through. So Beis Amidal, first one, it's two lines to the bottom. Old Lama Ein Mevarchim. It's the middle of the line. First one of the line is Ma. Okay. So comes around and says, he's talking about Birchas Eirusin of Ksubis. The Ode. Lama Ein Mevarchim B'mad Be'a Kotzar. He poses a question on the Gemara. When you make a bracha, Asher Kedishan, Mitzvah, Mitzvah, L'Araya, Svesla, Zerf. Why don't you just make a simple, short bracha? Asher kiddushanu ala kiddushin. Kishem shemavarchin akola mitzvahs b'madbeya kotzer ala milah v'ala shchita v'aniach tefillin v'leshe basuka tils lulav. So the Ran asks the question on the nusach of the bracha of Birchas Eirusin, why the long text? Why don't you just make a short bracha like all other Birchas HaMitzvahs? That is not what we expected out of the words of the Ran. The Ran in Maseches Kedushin, who asked the question, formulated the question in Asugya, why do we say mitzvah ba yosef mishlucha for a woman if the Rosh is not included in Peruvu? He's clearly assuming there's no mitzvah Kedushin, all there is a mitzvah Peruvu. But yet the Ran himself formulates a different question in Ksubas Abeis, Beis Menachov, and Tapia Rif, and says, why don't we make a bracha ketzara on getting married? And listen to his answer. He says, we really should. Yesh loyma. Devadai, ein bracha zu brachas hamitzvahs mamish. He says, this bracha of Asher Kedishanu is not a regular brachas hamitzvahs. We're starting to get excited. Why? What do we think is going to happen next? We think he's going to call Birchas HaShevach and fall back into whose camp?
The Rush.
Forget it. If you thought it was happening, forget it. He says, why? Why is this not a brachas hamitzvahs mamish? She'iyav shalavarech. Kfi ma shalroi b'brachas hamitzvahs. You can't make a regular brachas mitzvah on Kedushin. Not because it's not a mitzvah, Dr. Han. There's some quirk and technicality in Hilchas brachas that's preventing you from reciting a bracha ala Kedushin, ala Kaddish Isha. What is that? She'ein levorech v'shas, the next page, v'shas kedushin, asher kedushanu v'tzivanu ala kedushin. You cannot realistically make a bracha ala kedushin at the time you give the ring. Mishum de'ein levorech in a mitzvah she'ein asiyas v'gmar malachta. We never recite a bracha on something that's not the end. We don't make a bracha when we build a sukkah. We don't make a bracha when we buy a lulav. We always make the bracha in the end. Says the Ran, how are you going to make a bracha ala kedushin? You can't even be together with her yet. The marriage isn't even complete yet until you have mesirah lechuppah, until you have nisuin. So to make a bracha at the time of kedushin is too early. Okay, so let's change it. So why don't you make the bracha at the time of the chuppah? Let's put ourselves back in the old days when you had kedushin and then 6 months a year break until the nisuin. Why don't you just push off the bracha till then? Nami yefshdol levorach kedushin v'chuppa. Kevin shikvah kiddush b'zman meruba. He was mekadosh 6 months ago. It's too late to recite the bracha. Do you hear the tightrope the Ran is walking us? The Ran does not want to let go of the fact that birchas erusin is the birchas mitzvah. It should be a birchas mitzvah because kedushin is a mitzvah. That's the way the Ran is holding suvis. Kedushin is a mitzvah. It should warrant the bracha. But you're mamish in a technical pickle because there's no time to recite the bracha properly. Kedushin too early, nisuin too late. And the Ran keeps on plugging away. Let's say you're one of those strange people who does Kedushin and Chuppah together, like all of Klaus over the last 800 years. So that would solve the world's problems like we do. In the olden days, most people didn't do the way we do today. So when the Anshik Esek Dayal, the days of the girl, instituted Nusach HaBrachas, they didn't want to institute a bracha. Anyone who gets married, Kedushin and Nisuin together, they'll make a bracha on the Kaddish HaSeisha. Anyone who gets married with a 6 month break, they'll make a different bracha. It's too complicated. We want one Hamadrich, one set of bracha, one share bracha, one bencha for everybody. Everyone should make the same bracha. So therefore, Chazal's hands were tied. The came when the birchas a mitzvah mamish lo have, af al pichem lo ratzu lehotzi mitzvah zovu lo bracha klal. But Chazal felt bad, because after all, marriage is a mitzvah. It's one of the tying mitzvahs, ayin rabbam's count. It's one of the tying mitzvahs. And therefore, to leave it without a bracha altogether is also not right. So, v'tiknu levarech ba'al kedushasan shal Yisrael, v'haynu shekadosh baruch hu bachar b'hem, v'kitchen v'inyan zivug, the also lahem, but the lahem, shetzivan l'arayas, a whole long in Megillah to explain why we make this very, very strange birchas ha-mitzvah, which is not patterned after any other birchas ha-mitzvahs. It's for pure logistical, technical problems. That is the Ran solution in Maseches Ksuvos. Rabbi, to be honest, I do not have no idea how to read the Ran Ksuvos in light of the Ran Maseches Kedushin. The Ran and Ksubis and the Ran and Kedushin are talking two different languages. They're talking two different worlds. The Ran and Kedushin looked at marriage through the eyes of Purim and Reviyah, and therefore posed the question, hey, if a woman is not Chayevah in Purim and Reviyah, what's she doing? Mitzvah Yosef B'Shlucha. And he's going to give an answer to that Kasha, but we have to appreciate what the Kasha was. In light of what the Ran said in Maseches Ksubis, it's impossible to read this Ran and Kedushin. What can I do? This is a different, it's the same person, Ran. He's playing two different sides. He's presenting two different shitas. I don't think there's any way to resolve this Ran and Kedushin, this Ran and Maseches Ksubis.
In the Ran
and
Kedushin, is not really, according to Shita the Ramah, it's still a little nuanced, different. It's saying, Jansiyas Hekmar Mlacha, maybe the Ramah would argue with that.
Okay. So Nom's 100% right. Even though the Ran in Ksubis is clearly in the Rambam's camp in terms of identifying Kedusha as a mitzvah, there still is a nuance of difference. What is the difference between the Ram and the Ran? Let's see if we can say it out clearly. What exactly is the difference in the Ram and the Ran in terms of defining what that mitzvah's Kedusha is? So the Rambam, who had no pause, he had no hesitation, but having a fellow recite a birchas mitzvah, the Rambam says, "Kederach shem amirgus was the Rambam 2 weeks ago." Yishem shu mevarach makol mitzvahs kach mevarach na mitzvahs kedushin. The Rambam knew full well the suit that happening for another year, and the Rambam had no hesitation to make a problem. According to the Rambam, what's the mitzvah? The kaddish is isha. That's the mitzvah. Mitzvahs the kaddish is. That's it. The suin. What about the suin later? The mitzvah the kaddish is. When the Torah says kiyga cheshisha, it's referring to kedushin. Nothing more. The Ran seems to be learning that Kiyiga Cheshisha includes Nesuah, the whole picture. Just when you're Makadisha, but she's still not yet a Nesuah, that's not yet the fulfillment of Kiyiga Cheshisha. And therefore, that's where the Ran got into that technical problem in terms of when to make the bracha. So Noam's 100% right that There is a machlokes around the Ran, even though they're agreeing. They're agreeing that fundamentally there's a mitzvah here. They're agreeing that the bracha that we're talking about is a birchas ha-mitzvah. But they're disagreeing as to the precise parameters of what that mitzvah are. Rambam kedushin alone, the Ran kedushin plus the suet. But neither the Rambam nor the Ran in Maseches Tzuvos is anywhere near the Rosh. And for that matter, anywhere near the Ran in Maseches Kedushin. So I just, again, just wanna, I don't have an answer to this, but I just want to point out for you our knowledge of the sugya that the Ran in Tzuvos is clearly, squarely in the Rambam's camp with a nuance of difference. The Ran in Kedushin is presenting it through the Rosh's eyes. So I'll call upon him. The Ran does present the question, which is the Rosh for sure would have represented also. So what's the answer, Taka? So why is it that we give the Wubit some kind of a mitzvah, which is not Chayav Zim for Ravu? What? No, but at the end of the day, the Gemara concludes that they're both true, that for the man there's an Issa L'Kaddish, and for the woman there's a Mitzvah Issa L'Shlucha. So the Ran is not negating that. Lalach, I'm not sure. So let's see what the Ran's answer is. That's really the thrust of the issue. So the Ran says, back to the third line from the top of the Ran in Kedushin, the Alpha Gav, the Isha, and the Mitzvah Purview of Yimikamakwa, Yesh La Mitzvah, Vipnei Shehim Esayas, Lebaal, Lekayim Mitzvosai. Whoa. What did the Ran just say? That you thought that women have no mitzvah periferivia, you're right, they don't. But they have another mitzvah. And it's that other mitzvah that the Gemara is talking about. There's a mitzvah that the woman has to help her husband fulfill his mitzvah. I don't know, anyone want to call that mitzvah? Name that mitzvah? Yeah, I feel like Gemara's chasadim. She's being a nice, she's like making him dinner. I mean, I don't know what else to call that. She's being a nice wife. He's helping him fulfill his mitzvah. Thus is the mitzvah. Yes, the mishlucha. Therefore, anything that's necessary to get us to that point of l'kayim, l'sayel, l'ish, l'kayim mitzvasai is included in mitzvah. Yes, the mishlucha. So the birchas kohanim part, we were saying last week, even bigger chiddush. We were saying that whenever you have a mitzvah that takes two to tango, so the recipient of the mitzvah is mamash mechuyev in the mitzvah also. We were given this mashal of birchas kohanim and yibum, all those examples. Here, I don't know what the Ran's saying there. I think the Ran is just saying that it's like just messiahs, just helping him along. It's not really periphery. So this Ran is a really, really eye-opener because take a look at the notes on the side, and if you have it on the phone, it may be very, very small. Even in the Gemara, it's very small. But in the Chedushei Anshin Shei, in Os Aleph, it's on the side, the margin of the Ran. So the Chedushei Anshin Shei, the little Os Aleph on the Ran, has the following comment about this Ran. Lo ashkechon ikar l'sir zeh b'shum mokom. Says, I looked through all of Shas. Says, I can't say I've done that also. But he says, I didn't find any makor anywhere in Shas for this idea that a woman has a mitzvah siyua to help out her husband. It's a nice thing, but a mitzvah? To say mitzvah b'yasa b'shlucha, b'sayeh, l'bayla, never heard of such a thing. That's the first tamer that Tichdishan Shachem has against the Ran. Then he has another kasha, the tamer. Kiko taina de baya moral yada v'chulei. He's referencing a Gemara in Maseches Yevamos. I didn't put it on the Maramakal, just say it. He's referring to a Gemara in the sixth pack, the end of the sixth pack of Maseches Yevamos. The Gemara there is discussing a couple is married, and they don't have any children. So the husband comes to Beis Din, and he says, look, I don't want to have children. I'm a chuv in the mitzvah for a rivia, what do I do? So there's a whole sugya that in the olden days, waiting 10 years, marriage still not a whole complicated sugyas. But fundamentally, the man has a taina. He has a claim. He says, I'm a chuv in the mitzvah from the Torah, I have children. So how are we going to deal with it? What Beis Din is going to do with it? That's a complicated sugya, both Bizman Chazal and Bizman Chazal. But at least he has a taina that he's coming with. I want to have children to perform Purim. Comes to Gemara and says, what if a woman comes forward and comes to the attention of the Beis Din that the reason why they're not having children is because of him? He has some kind of a medical issue. It's ascertained that it's Mino, it's not Mino. And she comes forward and she says, I want to have children. So Gemara says, what kind of time is that? She wants to, nice to have children, but is that a taina to divorce? Is that a taina to potentially force the husband to divorce you? Is that a taina to uproot the marriage? Is that really a valid halachic taina that she says she wants to have children? After all, she's not chayavah in Peruvia. Gemara says, yes. Then is a valid halachic tanya. Why is it a valid tanya in the Bominus? Because she says she wants to buy a mora liyada. That's only half that he says in the chulei. Mora liyada means like something to hold on to with your hand. Namely, she says, when I get old, I want something to lean on. And then the second half of the statement is, she says, and I want a shovel. So she says, I want someone to lean on and a shovel. And she wants someone to bury her. Someone to take care of her after she's no longer here. That's a euphemism of saying that she says, listen, I want children, not because I want to perform puravu. I'm not having puravu. I want a child because I want someone to take care of me in my old age. So comes the Gemara and says, that's a valid time to be mamonis. And she can also potentially bring that to court, and Beis Din's going to have to deal with that time. So what's the Chiddush Hatzis Hashem's kash against the Rav? What's his kash against the Rav? The Gemara starts off the sugi by saying, if the man has a mitzvah to have children, so that in and of itself is a halachic taina to insist to take it to a din Torah over that. If she comes and says she wants to have children, the mitzvah is not enough for taina. The Gemara had to be mechadesh that she has another taina, namely she wants someone to take care of her in her old age. Vice this love.
Why did the Gemara give the wrong age?
Why did the Gemara just say that she walks in the basement and says, I want to be yotzei this mitzvah by Yosef Mishlucha. I want to be a seyas levayli. I want that mitzvah. And that's what. Oh, it does. So, comes the Chiddush Hatzis Hashem, and so on that Gemara appear Hakash against the Ran. How did the Chiddush Hatzis Hashem understand the Ran? He understood in a very strange way. He understood it. It's almost like an independent mitzvah. That every person enters into the world and they give them a list of mitzvahs to do. So I'm a man, so the Baruch Hu gave me tefillin and tzitzis and shofar. So a woman has her mitzvah, Shabbos, kashrus, tasa, shpacha, whatever the mitzvahs are. Man was given the mitzvah peruvu, and the woman was given the mitzvah l'sayas l'bayla. So she could walk at the Beis Din, the Ran is right, she could walk at the Beis Din and say, I want to be yotzei, that's chos, I was given that on my list of mitzvahs when I entered into this world, I want to have that chos doing it. So why does the Gemara put Tereza Chakot and find that the reason why she has a time in Mamanis is because she wants someone to hold her hand when she gets older? Typically she wants to fulfill her obligation. So that's his pircha against the Ran. What would the Ran respond? The Chiddush Hashem is also what the Ran meant. The Ran meant, what's a mitzvah? L'sayas l'bayla. Means when she's married, and she has a husband who's able to perform his obligation, she's supposed to hold his hand. She's supposed to help him and perform that obligation properly. But if he's not doing the mitzvah anyway, so what's her status vis-a-vis this mitzvah? Nothing. It doesn't exist. She doesn't have an independent obligation to help out her husband. Listen to the name of the mitzvah, l'sayas l'bayla. If her husband can't do it, so she has no mitzvah. She has to listen to what Taina Beizin. Taina Beizin is, let me get divorced from Reuven so I can go help Shimon have children. So we turn to her and say, you're divorced from Reuven. Your husband is Reuven. The only one you're mechuyavus l'sayin now is Reuven. Reuven can't do it. So you're roftok. You're going to come to the Beizin in Shalmala. They're going to ask you, why didn't you help your husband have children? She's going to say, I tried. So, l'chayra, that's what the Ran's simple response would be, the church, it's James title. It's type of pella. L'chayra, the Ran is right. So, everybody say, we have Mahalach of the Ran, but the first kash of the Shashem still was haunting us because he says, Eifu Matzina Devar Kaza. Where do we find him so far from this? So, maybe the kash is not such a great kash again, so we don't really have a mock. So, everybody say, can we come up with something else? Can we come up with something different? For another beer with the Gemara entirely. Going back to the Gemara Kedushim and Malach, mitzvah yasta mishlucha, we're learning the Gemara through the eyes of the Rosh, there's a mitzvah to have children, that's the mitzvah of Kedushim and Malach, and trying to figure out what that mitzvah is, klapei a woman. So let's go back to something that we spoke about last week. I think it was actually on, it's probably on last week's and this week's Maamar Kamos. So I put the Gemara, put the sugi back in Gittin Daf Mem Aleph. It could show up in this week's again. Okay, Gittin Daf Mem Aleph, Mem Aleph and Beis this time, right?
Okay.
And Gittin Daf Mem Aleph and Beis, so we had the famous case of the Chatzi Eber Chatz Ben Chark. That's how I was reacquainted with the Chatzi Eber Chatz Ben Chark, right? So he's in a real pool in Halacha because he has no way to marry. He can't marry a Bas Chayrin, can't marry a Shivcha, so he's going to have to remain single. So the Mishnah says that's impossible. We can't set up a situation where a fellow won't be able to get married altogether, and therefore we're going to force the master to free the rest of them and we'll be able to get married, inshallah, Israel. That's the way the flow of the Mishnah. So if you take a look at the top of Mem Aleph Beis, when Bishami was trying to convince Beis Hillel that it's impossible to leave this guy in limbo, so they set up the following. They said, Yivatel, the end of the first line, Yivatel, you're going to tell this fellow not to marry anybody. The whole world was only created to be able to have children. The Bershom didn't create the world for nothing. It shouldn't be empty. Rather, the Shevis Yitzara should be inhabited. And because of that, therefore we're going to force the master to free the Eved. So there's something fundamentally difficult in this again. Bisham is trying to convince Beis Hillel of the truth of their position, and they're trying to highlight why it's so important to have children. If you were from the Talmid of Bisham and you were trying to convince your colleagues, Beis Hillel, how we don't want anybody to be left not having children, which pasuk would you quote? I would spell the pasuk in Bereishis, right? I mean, we're not criticizing Talmid of Bisham, Beis Hillel, but imagine Yeshiva Bachar today is trying to make his point, right? Reuven screaming at Shimon his chavrut saying, let me bring a raya brew and shed la tshuva. It's a pasuk in Yeshayahu. First of all, you're assuming that the other bracha heard of Yeshayahu. You're assuming that he knows where to even look up. You know, and I have a gemara without even the mikra, you know, without the psukim on the side. I have an old-fashioned gemara from before 2016. So I didn't even know where to go. If it's not in Haftarah, there's not even a chance that I know where the pasuk's from. But Peruvu, Melas Aretz, there's a fighting chance I may remember Epis Lane and Simpas Torah. Possible, maybe can't say I remember. First bits in the Torah, I have a good shot at. So the lashon of the Mishnah is very strange. Why Mishami is quoted the puzzle so broad? So Taisus already gets nervous about this. Taisus on the so broad l'shevus tzara on the mouth of the days. So Taisus says, "Hatalo nafat kra de pruvu mishum diyav yochel lekayim shevus koldu mishum mitzvus pruvu lava kafidin lehu." So Taisus said that if there would be any way under the sun for this fellow to have any child, any biological child, any shape or form that would be permissible for him to do, even if he couldn't technically get peruvu, we would dayenu. We wouldn't throw a fuss. We wouldn't make a fuss about it. We wouldn't force the master to free him. So Taisus in the first answer is saying that the Gemara is quoting L'so Brah, not because L'so Brah is such an important thing. Peruvu is more important. It's just saying that if we would at least been able to get in a chaper out of something, even a mashu, we would have left him alone. Inami. Or maybe the reason why the Mishnah quotes the pasuk of Sobra is to highlight what a chashuv of mitzvah is. It's not just the pasuk of Chumash. It's even repeated again in the Navi, and the Rebbe Shlomo himself says Sobra is so important. So Sobra is there for dramatic effects. But what was the real pasuk that Bisham is really quoting? Emeset pasuk, Peruvu. So according to both Terutzim and Taisvis, we shouldn't make too much halachli out of this Sobra. I mean, Bishami said it for whatever technical reason they wanted to quote that pasuk, but there wasn't really an absolute halachic reason why. But let's skip down the text a little bit. For the first words of the line, Yitzchak Rabbi Mordechai. Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Mordechai Mefarish, the Nobot Lashevis Yitzara, Mishum the Shaykh Af Betzad Avdus, Vapruvu Lashaykh Ala Betzad Cheirus. I think about that. Maybe about what the Rivam just told us. The Rivam just took a whole different approach to this. Like, the Rivam looked at the words of Bishami and they said Bishami weren't just talking for dramatic effect. Bishami said himself off for a very real halachic reason. What's the real halachic reason? We're talking about a chatzi ever chatzi ben chayrin. If we merely quote the pasuk Puravu, what would somebody else argue back to us? We have to tell this guy, you better do Peruvu, better do Peruvu. What's the guy going to say? That's only half of me is Peruvu. Right? Because I'm a half Chatzi Ever Chatz Ben Chayrin. So the half of me that's a Ben Chayrin, you're right, I better worry about Peruvu. But the half of me that's an Eved, I don't have to listen to you. And why not? Why is the half of me that's an Eved not interested in Peruvu? Because an Eved's Chiv is only like a woman, and a woman after all is Peruvu from Peruvu. Right? But, so therefore, we don't want to come and scream at the guy, do Peruvu, because only 50% of them are going to be interested in hearing us. So we scream at the fellow and say, you guy, you better get yourself onto Y Connect's website right away, get married right away. You know why? Not because that's Peruvu, that's Lo Sobro, Lo Shevis Yitzara. Because then, even the Eved half has to listen. Why? Because Avodim, Chayavim, in the mitzvah of Lo Sobro, Lo Shevis Yitzara. And for what reason are Avadim Chayavim L'Sel B'Ol Shevet Zitzara? What's an Evet Chiyav like? Like a woman. What does this Taisa just say? What did the Rebbe just imply? That Nashim HaChayavos in L'Sel B'Ol Shevet Zitzara. They are two roles from Peruvu, Cain, Aval Chayavos, the mitzvah of Shevet. L'Sel B'Ol Shevet Zitzara. As I state in the Rebbe. That's the beer in the words of Bishami. Bishami, we're not talking for dramatic effect. Bishami was saying it's about halacha. They were saying that Bishami specifically quoted the Pasuk Mishael, so the Pasuk Mishael is all inclusive. It includes all 100% of this individual, unlike Peruvu that only speaks to 50% of it. And in this Pshat of the Rivam is that the mitzvah of Lo Sobro Lo Shevet Zitzara is a mitzvah that applies equally to men and to women. We have a lot of work to do. This Rivam. But one thing I can tell you, this Rivam may be very, very helpful in Kiddushin Daf Yomi Aleph and Aleph. Because this gives a whole new spin on what magic words? Mitzvah Ba Yosef Vishalcha. This is the Rush reading the Gemara. According to the Rush, the Gemara is not talking about this Kiddushin because it doesn't exist. The Gemara is talking about the mitzvah of having children. So we ask the Kasha, the Rana ask the Kasha, but she's not Chayev to have children. Wrong. She is Chayev to have children. Now it's Peruvu, but else. Also, Adkan to be Harivam. We can take this Rivam and plug the Rivam into Kedush Memal. What are some of the problems we have? What are some of the issues we have to deal with in analyzing this Rivam before we can be so excited about using it? Phil's asking a loaded question. I wouldn't even initially pose those words. I would even ask the question:
Is it a mitzvah?
What is the soul? What are the meaning of those words? Those souls, Shavu Shavu Zitzara. It's a pasuk in Shemot that I know that describes the fact that the Rebbe Shalom would appreciate that people please inhabit the world. Rebbe Shalom is basically telling us, please do what I'm telling you, inhabit the world. So I have a question to ask you, a lomdish question. Yesh lachbar. What is the relationship between Peruvu, as appears in Pashas Bereishis, which is a real mitzvah, the first of the entire mitzvahs, and this pasuk tucked away in the 45th parak of Navi Yeshayo, after Nachum already, tucked away, whoa, deep into the Vim. At the rate that we're going on the Friday night cheer, I would say it'll be a toss up, something that we continue every Friday night between now and, I don't want to say when, but at the rate we're going, it'll be a long time till we get to Tarek Mem Hei and Navi Yeshayo. Hopefully we'll have the building done by then. That was not meant to be. It's a real shav, that was just a... Okay. Maybe we should put some steam on Yishayahu here, right? So if I say, what is the relationship between these two quote-unquote mitzvahs? Is that statement I just said a correct statement or not? Are these two separate mitzvahs? There's a mitzvah of Peruvu, and there's a mitzvah of Sober Ola Shevet Zitzara, and it's conceivable that one can be chayv and one can be potter from the other. Whereas Lo Sobra, not even a mitzvah, Lo Sobra is just restating the Rav Shalom's ratzon. Make sure what I told you, make sure to do what I told you, in terms of peruvah. So what is the relation with these two? What's clear from the Rivam? It's clear from the Rivam that there is an actual mitzvah called Shevet. And the guidelines and the parameters as to Chayv and Shevet are not necessarily identical to the mitzvah Peruvu. Because otherwise, if the Rivam is learning that Shevet is not really a mitzvah, it's just a recapping of Peruvu, so then what kind of game is that? Women are Chayavas and one not. There is no one and two. It's all the same mitzvah. So clear from the Rivam that the two separate mitzvahs. So I'm missing the point. So, Baruch Hu blesses a couple to get married. And the husband's about to start performing his mitzvah, and they start to have children. So they perform the mitzvah of what? Of Peruvu, and also the mitzvah of Shevet. So he performed Peruvu and Shevet, and she performed Shevet only. What? How many children do you have to... What are the mechanics of this mitzvah of Shevet? So if it's a separate mitzvah, it's not identical to Peruvu, what is it exactly? So there's a sugya in Maseches Yevamos. We are... Very famous, famous Mishnah Masechet Yevamos that begins to shed some light on this Rivam and openly sets some light on our entire discussion for Tishma B'Av. Famous Mishnah Yevamos raises a question: how many children do you need to perform Peruvu? It's not clear in the Chok. It's Peruvu Milos Aretz. You have to be fruitful and multiple. How many? 1, 2, 500. How many children do you have to have in order to perform the mitzvah Peruvu? So the famous Machlekes in the Mishnah, who remembers, two shittas in the Mishnah. So Beis Hillel says you need a boy and a girl. Zochar in the cave of Aram, the same way that the Baruch Hashem created the world, born a girl, man and a woman, so you need a boy and a girl. That's the way we pass the law like Beis Hillel. Beshama had a fascinating shita. Remember Shama shita?
Two boys
is good enough. What was Beshama's rai? Two boys is good enough?
Moshe
Rabbeinu. Rai or Moshe Rabbeinu. You have to throw Moshe Rabbeinu and didn't have any girls. So he only had two boys and he stopped having children. But it's Pirish bin Isha. So how did he separate from Tzipora if he hadn't yet fulfilled his mitzvah? So rai brua that he fulfilled his mitzvah. What was Beis Hillel's response? Beis Hillel's response was no, he did not fulfill his mitzvah. And you're right. If anyone else would have asked the Shiloh, can I separate from my wife? The answer would have been no. But Moshe Rabbeinu had no choice. Pirshi, he was speaking to Rabbi Shlomo all the time. Yeah, there's a Rasha, there's a special category, and nothing to do with written normative halacha. So Moshe Rabbeinu was not Yotzev. It's fascinating, Machlokes the Shabbos Hillel. The Shabbos saw on Moshe Rabbeinu separating from his wife that the Raya Brula Deiris, that having two boys is sufficient for Puravu. And Moshe Rabbeinu responded, no, Mapitam, not true. That Moshe Rabbeinu was not a good example. You can't derive halacha from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is a different parashah guy. We appear to be Shemidaito, because of the Shechin, to talk to him all the time, it's not a riot anything. So Machlokes the Shabbos Hillel. So there's a fascinating Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that when Bishamai said to Beis Hillel that you could be Yotze with just two boys, you don't need girls, just two boys, because after all, it's not from Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Bavli has the response of Beis Hillel to Bishamai being, don't bring me a rat from Moshe Rabbeinu, because that was Harasha, that was a different status. The Yerushalmi has a different response of Beis Hillel to Bishamai. The Yerushalmi records a different response. The Yerushalmi says that Beis Hillel responded back to Bishamai, you're right. That in Ochinami, we also agree you could be Yotze with two boys. All we meant to say was that you could be Yotze either with two boys or with a boy and a girl. So according to the way the Rishami presents Jesus, they said, we still was the Mekilim. The still said, you don't really need two boys. Two boys is also good, good, but a boy and a girl is also okay. That was the Rishami's response. So it comes out interesting, Nafkamina Levita between the Bavli and the Rishami. The person has two boys. This guy has two boys. And he wants to know, was that Yetzi Peruvuna? So according to the Bavli, the answer is no. You have to keep on trying. And according to Rishami, the answer is yes. You're ready, Yetzi, and finished. Again, I didn't say you shouldn't keep on trying for other reasons, other mitzvahs, having more children, but in terms of the bare-bone mitzvah of Peruvu, so the person who comes to ask the Shiloh, Rabbi, I have seven boys already. I don't have a girl yet. Seven boys, and my wife's she's already past the edge, okay? What do I do? So according to the Bavli, what do we say to him? Well, you're like that young couple who you got to have boy and a girl. We can't even negotiate. You want us to talk about birth control? No, you're crazy. It's a chametz with their eyes of promo. If the yaitzim it's the rights of promo, then we can begin to maybe have a discussion. But until promo, you're not talking about. So according to the Bavli, I don't care. You have 15 boys. You have a whole football team of boys. It doesn't matter. Until you get one girl in there, nothing to talk about. According to the Rishalmi, no, you're okay. But the Rishami have two boys, that's it. Now we can open discussion. We may close discussion also, but we can open discussion. How do we pass the halacha? So in Shulchan Aruch, the Rishami is not quoted. We never Bavli. Rishami always follow the Bavli. In Shulchan Aruch, it's quoted like the Lord of Rishayim, boy and a girl, Atkan, that's it. Without a boy and a girl, we can't even have a discussion. Some Acharonim bring the Rishami back to life. Some Acharonim. Zohar apparently says like the Rishalmi. They start to collect other extra halachic, sources to try to maybe Shasach HaGadol, the person has two boys, maybe we can be a little bit softer on him. But again, in terms of regular normative halacha, normative misnagdish litvish halacha goes in the mahalacha. It says in the Rambam, Gemara Rambam Shulchan Aruch. That's pretty much the way it goes. Gemara Rambam Shulchan Aruch, standing as the Kem Shulchan Aruch. Boy and a girl. Before boy and a girl, I don't care how many boys you have, you can't discuss anything. Anyway, getting back to that story. So, comes the Mishnah in Yevamos and quotes two opinions, whether you need a boy and a girl, or whether two boys is good enough, or we pass in Pashlik. Then the Gemara quotes alternate positions as well. Tanoim, who appeared in the Brisa, didn't make it into the Mishnah. The Gemara quotes one Tana that says, you need two boys and two girls. Okay, that's the biggest chumrah. Two boys and two girls. That's Rabbi Nosson Sheet, according to the whole Chumrah, two boys and two girls. That Sheet did not make it Shulchan Aruch. We don't want that. It's a nice thing, but we don't want that. I have to be honest that when my second daughter was born, Rabbi was born, so someone, a real Lamdan, came up to me and said, Shkarech, you were just Yaitse Peruvu according to the last of the Tanoim, according to Rabbi Nosson Sheet, according to Beishama or something. He said, Thank you very much. Okay. Baruch Hashem. But that wasn't the Kavanah, but that was the worked out. And then there's one last Tana. And the one last Tana says, you know how many children you have to be Yetzir Peruvu?
One
child. It could be a boy, it could be a girl. Minoan, immediately, where did that Tana go? We don't pass like that Tana, but Eil Ve'il Divir Likim Chayim, it was a Heiligat Tana, came to that conclusion. So we have to understand it, be mamik in it, because it's going to help us for our sugya. One Tana said, one child, boy or girl, is good enough. So every other Tana we have a mocha for. The Peruvu of Beis Shammai we know, and the Peruvu of Beis Hillel, and even the two boys, two girls, Gam, something or other, you must psukum for that also. What's the mocha for the Shita that one child is enough? Listen to this one. Comes to Gemara and says, for even Sheves, Vaika. He populated the world. He inhabited the world. There used to be population of the world, used to be 7 billion and 16, now the 7 billion and 17. You were Baruch Hashem, you were Yetzir Mitzv Sheves. What do you see from that Tana?
Same.
That Tana, who used the definition of Sheves to be Magdir, what Peruvu Derais is, that Tana, tucked away in the sixth book of Yevamos, understood the relationship between Sheves and Peruvu. A Sheves is identical, just an elaboration, but it's identical with Peruvu. We don't pass that Tana. We pass it that one child is not enough for Peruvu. What do we learn from that Tana? We disagree with that Tana's relationship between Sheves and Peruvu because we honestly believe that Sheves and Peruvu are two different mitzvahs. We think three bombs, right? They're two different mitzvahs. But what can we extract from the Tana that we don't pass it like? What piece of information can we extract from the Tana we don't pass it like? What is Sheves? How much is that set for Sheves? One child. We don't go as far as that Tana saying, therefore that's good for Peruvu because we have the two different mitzvahs. But when you're only focusing on Sheves, one child is the definition of Sheves. Mm-hmm. Rabbi say, according to the Rivam, we now have an answer to our question. A woman wants to perform her mitzvah. She wants to, she's on board, I'm going to do whatever the Rebbe Shalom insists for me to do, and I'm following a Tosfos and Gittin at the mouth of Beis, I have to have Sheves. Rabbi, tell me, how many children must they have? What's the answer?
One child.
Boy, girl, doesn't matter. When the husband comes and he asks, Rabbi, how many children do I have to have? The answer is, Peruvu, a boy and a girl. When the woman asks the Shiloh, one child. You can have some interesting scenarios. You can have situations where the husband already has children from another marriage. He already was Yetzir Peruvu. He's married, a woman doesn't have any children. So she can't take the attitude of my husband already has 10 children, so I don't need any more children. Peruvu doesn't speak to me. It says to me from your right. Peruvu doesn't speak to you, but Sheves does. So you better have one child. And just one child, then there's no in terms of Sheves. So we took the Sheves of the Gemara and Yevamos in terms of quantity. But we ignored it and said it's under quality. Namely, we didn't interpret Sheves like that Tana interpreted it to be an explanation of Peruvu. We interpreted it as a separate independent mitzvah, but we did take quantitatively how many children were necessary to perform Sheves, and we plugged it into the Rivam Shita.
But if she's, her whole concern is she wants someone to lean on, something very...
Oh, Henry's asking, why doesn't she come forward with much concern? She should say, I want to do Sheves. Right?
Right. We play that on both arguments because his children would have a chiyuv of kibud av v'ein.
He doesn't have children. They don't have any children.
But on the flip side of the case, you can argue both sides. When he has 10 children, he has children from a previous marriage, and she doesn't have children, she can't make a claim because his children would have a chiyuv to take care of her even after.
That's very tricky. Very, very, very tricky. What that chiyuv is. The Gemara talks about that, about what the chiyuv of kibud av v'em is towards a stepmother, especially if the biological parent is no longer alive. That's a very, very, that's a whole complicated sugi in the animus and ksubis. But you're right. But I thought you were asking me different. I thought you were asking, wait a second. The chedusha and shesheim's kasha comes back with full force against who? Against the Rivam. Because the Chedusha and Hashem attacked Iran and said, what are you telling me that a woman has a mitzvah seyas levayla? So Imkain, what does the Gemara say? That she wants a marluchut, she wants a stick, she wants something to hold her hand when she gets old. Typically, that she should say, I want a mitzvah seyas levayla. So we weren't that concerned with the kasha. We thought the kasha was not necessarily correct. But against the Rivam, it's a shtaka kasha. She should come with the Navi Shaya, open the Perek Memhei, and say, I want Sheves. That's a type of kasha. I don't have to answer that kasha. That's a shtaka kasha. But I'll come upon him, getting back to the Rivam. So this Rivam is very, very helpful, because number one, the Gemara Rivam has shed some light on the parameters of the Rivam, and it also helped us understand our sugya a little bit better. So we're very happy. We're fairly satisfied that we have an alternate approach to our sugya. So again, we have a Gemara that says mitzvah ba yosef mishulcha. We have the Rambam's issues from last week. How do you deal with mitzvah kedushin for a woman? You have this week the Rush and the Ran's issue of if it's puravu, what's the woman's role? So we saw one mahalach is that the woman's role is a seyel abayla, whatever that means in the Ran. Then we're suggesting that maybe the Rivam would be helpful as well. Why just add on one nakuda before we move on to a third possible approach? Just something to think about in terms of the Rivam. What was the thrust of why did the Rivam come up to this chiddush? To explain away the loss of Visham. Visham, he screamed to Basil and said, what are you talking about? Telling the Chatziyavit to remain, you know, single. He can't kaval this Lo Sobera. And the Rivam said, Lo Sobera speaks to the Chelik Abdus and the Chelik Acheris. Implying that Puruvu doesn't. Right? Puruvu doesn't speak to the Chelik Abdus and the Chelik Acheris. Why not? For obvious reasons. Because the Chelik Abdus is the same as Nisha. Nisha is Ptur from Puruvu. They don't have any problems with that. That assumption of the Rivam that an Eved Kenani is Pata from Puruvu. An Eved Kenani comes in and asks Tisha, Rabbi, am I Chayav in Puruvu? The answer is no, you're not. Why? The same reason you don't put on tefillin and sits in shofar and sukkah and lulav, you're not Chayav in Puruvu. Because so you have to go, your mitzvah is older like Isha. Also, he has to ask me, wait a second. How do you know that an Eved Kenani is... Also, how do you know that a woman is Ptur from Puruvu? It says v'chivshua, because men are dark lichvash. The women generally don't go out to war. What's the problem? What's Eliezer's kasha? True, a Nebuchadnezzar is like a woman. That's vis-a-vis the mashal mitzvah sheshesman. Mitzvah suk, mitzvah lu, mitzvah kriyash, mitzvah sheshesman. The Torah doesn't give a miut per se. It doesn't say a specific pasuk to exempt women from this mitzvahs. It's a general, all-encompassing cloud. Learned out from a series of psukim and kedusha in the first parak called mitzvah shishis ben grob. It's a gzeres hakosov. So therefore, it's a gzeres hakosov. And eved is dino ke'isha. So the eved is bound by that gzeres hakosov. But here, when it comes to puruvu, puruvu is not a mitzvah shishis ben grob. Puruvu is potter and isha's tour because of a very, very specific, unique gzeres hakosov, which in fact, quite frankly, doesn't even apply to the Kenan. Because the Kenan has been in Kibush. Send him out to wars and Evan. He's a strong guy. So isn't that a chiddush? That mitzvahs that a woman is Petura from, even though there's a very, very specific reason, so some of that Petura also carries over to an Evan? That's what the Rivam is telling us. Could one have argued on that? Could one have said it's not true? Could one have said... But Medvamamurim, that evidence like an Isha, that's the general all encompassing term of Mitzvah Magrama. But once you're in a localized mitzvah that has a very, very specific masculine feminine distinction to it, so the Nebuchadnezzar is a man, he's not a woman. And his Chiv should be like a man, not like a woman. So you see for the Rivam that I'm not right. But you know who may disagree with this Rivam? Is it Rambam? The Rambam comments on the Gemara in the first back in the Masechta Kedushin, where the Gemara talks about whether a woman is chayeves in the mitzvah of lahikchu korcha bereishon, right? The iser of a person. The Gemara talks about lahikchu korcha. The Gemara talks about losakifa pas reishchem, cutting off payas, losashvis pas kanecha. All the different isurim involved, the different things involved with the hair, face, etc. So the Gemara quotes one opinion that says that a woman is not bound by the Isra of Hakavas HaRosh. She's allowed to cut off her payas. Why is a woman allowed to cut off her payas? Because the Torah puts together the Isra of shaving a beard and the Isra of cutting payas into one pasuk. Lo sashkis, lo sakifah, lo sashkisu. So comes the Gemara and says, it's a package deal. If you chayv in one chayv, the other part of one part in the other. Therefore, women are allowed to cut off their payas. So the Rambam raises the question, what about an Eved Kenani? Is an Eved Kenani allowed to cut off his payas or not? So comes around and says, wait, the only reason why the Gemara excluded women from cutting off the payas is because it's part of the package deal of having beards. So women generally don't have beards. But an Eved Kenani has a beard. So an Eved Kenani has a beard, that pasuk doesn't really apply to him. The Torah doesn't apply to him. So it could be that an Eved Kenani is bound by the issue of cutting off his payas. What do you see from that Rambam? Diametrically opposed to what? The Rambam says, "Vamedramum that you say avodim are like women for mitzvahs." That's when you're talking about gzeres hakosmos. It's eshes by Rambam. You're dealing with particular mitzvahs that you have to be done, but that particular ptur applies to an eved or not. But again, it's a difference
between a woman.
I don't see after when just what not the main part of our sugya now. Just a thought came to me. I saw this Shriva. So basically, do we have any other approaches to kedushin b'mahal? We have mitzvah yosef shul. We have the Rambam's issue of kedushin. We have the Ran's issue of misayas. We have the Rivam's pshat of sheves. Any last other chances? Any last possible chances to explain what the mitzvah yosef shul is?
We'll
talk about the mitzvah approval.
It's not a mitzvah like an obligation. It's more of extra credit.
But if you're potter from the obligations, then you're potter from the extra credit. Guy comes into the bechina, doesn't take the real bechina, just stands at the extra credit.
He still gets extra credit.
It's called extra credit. Extra credit has the connotation as the original credit. And that's something we've tried it, because the extra credit is usually easier than the main credit. So if I say, a woman is patura from the mitzvah of having children. From Puruvu. What if a woman says, you're right, I'm patura from Puruvu, but I want to volunteer to do Puruvu. It's like a throwback to Kol Boker today, right? I want to volunteer to do the mitzvah. Could she do that or not? Is that okay? That's great. We do it all the time. A woman doesn't have to come to Yeshofen or Shalom. She comes running to Shul to Yeshofen. Woman doesn't have to say Kriyashma. She says Kriyashma. Woman doesn't have to shake a lulav. Doesn't have to sit in the sukkah. She volunteers. Why? Because we apply the Gemara Maseches Kedushin's rule. Gadol hametzuvah v'yaseh. Mishayim mitzvah v'yaseh. That it's greater to be a mechuyah b'davar. A person does a job, does a mitzvah, he's mechuyah b'davar. That's a higher level of obligation than any mitzvah v'yaseh. It's true. But doesn't say that the mitzvah v'yaseh is a nothing. It is not as good, not as choshev as the mitzvah v'yaseh, but it's still something. So, too, when it comes to a woman, when a woman volunteers, they say, Besuch HaShem, Elul of Yeshua, but it's a great thing. It's not Mitzvah Yosef, but it's still pretty good. So maybe, when it comes to approval, the same is true. The woman says, I know, B'chiv Shu, I'm not chayav in having children, but I want to have children, not just down because I want to have somebody to hold my hand when I get old. Not because I want to help out my husband. Not because of Shevis. I want to be Yaitse, the Mitzvah Yosef, approval, as an Eidem Mitzvah Yosef. Is that a good thing? Is that not such a good thing? So that's a great thing. What does Rabbi Natan say about women like that? When they come to blow, to come to sit in the sukkah, shake a lulav, what does he let them do? Make a bracha, shake a shalom, it's nice and tzivanu. Rabbi Natan says you can make a bracha. Like the Rambam holds you can't make a bracha. I mean, it's chiyuv, the details of his bracha stuff. But Ashkenazi women follow Rabbi Natan, there are more followers of Rabbi Natan, you can make a bracha on it. So just as women can volunteer, and it's a good thing, it's a positive thing, with the exceptions of tzitzit and tefillin, you have to come to Kol Boker tomorrow to find out why those are the two exceptions that we were just talking about this morning. But with those two exceptions, otherwise we're all four women volunteering to do mitzvah shishis b'mrama. All four of the mitzvah shishis b'mrama are left. As we've always said, they're all six mitzvah shishis b'mrama. You would think there were 248, but the mice are all six. Okay? Maybe seven according to some Mishnah. So just as a woman can volunteer to do a mitzvah shishis b'mrama, and it's a good positive thing, it's a mitzvah kiyumis, when a woman has children, it's also a mitzvah kiyumis of peruvo. So maybe the mitzvah bo yosef b'shvuchov b'malaf b'malaf is not a chiyuv of anything. It's not a chiyuv of Shabbos. It's a kiyum of peruvo. So we have a whole other approach to the sugya. So when all the dust settles, everybody say, I think we have four ways of reading our Gemara. And we're just learning Gemara Shia tonight. We didn't even open up the Gemara Kedusha. That's how much of a Gemara Shia we had. We learned the Rad, so we cheated. By the way, but we have four bureaus of the Gemara. So the Gemara just made one cryptic line. Mitzvah ba yosef b'shvucha. Question mark. What's the mitzvah for the woman? The Rambam has to deal with it from the Kedushin vantage point. The Rosh has to deal with it from the Peruvu vantage point. The Ran cross teams on this question. What vantage point? Two different vantage points. So for the Rambam's vantage point, we had last week's shiur, that somehow she is included in the mitzvah because the mitzvah applies to him, and then he needs her, so she's part of the mitzvah, whatever. The Duchening with all the mashallah from last week. Yibum, that was one mahalach of the sugya. Then we have the Ran's Mahalach that it's Masayas Tabayla. Then we have what we're guessing is the Rivam's Mahalach that it's the Mitzvah Shevet, Shizvam Shechayevetzin. Then we have the fourth Mahalach that maybe it's a volunteering of the Mitzvah and that's good enough to apply Mitzvah. So Abaycha Yivcha, you choose which Pshat the Gemara you want. At least we have a working, four possible working Pshatim in this first Sugya, in first and second Sugya.
Why is
it
that she's that she doesn't have a certain element? What that is.
But the Gemara, but that's right. But the Gemara,
there's no one who rules the world.
That's right.
If we complement most orders,
that's right. But at the end of the day, the Gemara, the Mishnah says Keturah. It's hard to argue the Mishnah says Keturah.
It says like something's missing if we complement most
orders. We're not advocating the women should tell us they don't want to have children. We're just saying that we're still trying to find the mitzvah per se that one. Yeah, that may be part of Ratzon Kedushah.